Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah, Trace, I just heard from an Israeli source who gave us some new insight on the strikes that are still taking place tonight, targeting not only Iranian nuclear facilities, also the country's ballistic missile program and specific individuals. This source, speaking to Fox News, says Israel was able to surprise Iran. Israel managed to hit several targets in the heart of Tehran and to eliminate multiple senior Iranian regime leaders simultaneously in different spots.
So there is Fox News' Trey Inks reporting last night on the Israel attacks against Iran. At 1:25, former United States Senator, Missouri Senator Jim Talent is going to be with us to get to the bottom of that. There is unrest, of course, across the world, but locally here on the stateside, we do have protests that are scheduled to happen across the country, that No Kings protest. And we saw yesterday that the National Guard had been activated here by Governor Kehoe. We have seen in St. Louis, in this area, great unrest, great destruction, violence, attacks on law enforcement in the last 10, 15 years. And whenever these types of things get promoted and then end up drumming themselves up in St. Louis, are you like me? Do you get a little bit nervous, a little bit on the edge of your seat? Let's find out what the Attorney General of the state of Missouri has to say about these protests. It could completely be peaceful this weekend. Maybe nothing happens. They use their First Amendment to express themselves. It's peaceful. We go on with our lives. What do you think, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, about these protests that are supposed to take place, of course, across the country, but we do know they're scheduled here in our area in St. Louis?
We are not going to let the streets of our cities here in Missouri, to include St. Louis and Kansas City, turn into violent anarchy and chaos like we see happening in Los Angeles, California. And it seems to be spreading to places like San Francisco and Chicago now. At the end of the day, the people fomenting these riots are radical activists and violent criminal aliens. And notice what they're doing. They're burning buildings, destroying property, attacking law enforcement officers in the discharge of their official duties. And they're doing it while burning American flags and flying the flags of other countries. These people literally hate America. And if you think about the whole nexus between the reasons they're rioting and what caused that, it's enforcement of the country's immigration code, our national law that protects our national sovereignty. That's what President Trump's trying to do, and they hate that. That's another exhibit in the case against why they hate America. It's disgusting. Look, we have a historic tradition of protecting peaceful protests, celebrating peaceful protests. Heck, we codified it as the First Amendment in the United States Constitution, but there's nothing peaceful about destroying property, burning buildings, and attacking police officers while burning the American flag. And that's what's going on in L.A. I'm glad to see we are prepared to respond here in the state of Missouri. We don't anticipate that the demonstrations this weekend will turn violent. But you're right. We have a history of this in St. Louis, and we will remain vigilant and be prepared to work with local law enforcement and prosecutors to protect the public.
That confidence you're hearing is from Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. Anticipation, that's kind of what you're talking to us about right now for this weekend and how Missouri specifically is going to handle whatever the circumstances are that get thrown at us this weekend through these planned protests. Do you feel as though, I don't know how closely you watch what was going on in Los Angeles that expanded across the state of California to other cities like San Francisco. Was it local leaders that allowed it to get the way it was? Do you think it was inevitable that these protests would become violent, both towards the cities that they're taking place in, but also the law enforcement that is there to enforce their right to peacefully protest, but also to protect the people of these communities who may not be participating in the protests?
Well, certainly the blame for these violent agitators and criminal aliens lies with local officials who promote sanctuary cities and invite these people into their towns, into their cities, into their states. And President Biden, who had an open border policy, he wanted everyone who wanted to come in to come in. I mean, he essentially betrayed America's national sovereignty by throwing open the border and saying there is no border at all. So President Trump's trying to clean up a mess, and he's trying to do it to protect us. Let me go back to something President Trump did several months ago, which was to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to repel a predatory incursion. And remember, activist judges have said, oh, well, you can't do that. Well, why not? It's in the statute. And the statute gives the president the authority to do it. More importantly, our Constitution gives the president the authority as commander-in-chief to respond to those kinds of national emergencies, those kind of foreign policy issues. And so, how dare those activist judges intervene? But again, I point to what's going on in Los Angeles, California. If that isn't a predatory incursion with criminal aliens destroying property, burning the American flag, and flying the flag of another country, I don't know what is.
Can you walk us through, Andrew Bailey, you're a constitutional expert, a legal expert. Can you walk us through briefly what took place in California last night? Gavin Newsom strutting his stuff after the one judge said, no, Trump doesn't get to control the National Guard. It's Gavin Newsom's to control. And then within an hour, that changed once again. What was what happened there legally regarding whose responsibility it is or ability it is to control that National Guard?
Well, it's a usurpation of authority, and it's going to provoke a constitutional crisis. The president of the United States under Article 2 of our federal constitution is the commander-in-chief of all armed forces and is empowered to meet this kind of national emergency. The National Guard is an augmentee of the regular active duty army. And so when the president calls them into active service, they belong to the United States Army. They are soldiers in the Army, no different than someone who's on active duty. And so there's a federal statute on the books that was enacted by the people's elected representatives in Congress. It's been upheld and interpreted by the United States Supreme Court. The law could not be more clear on this point, that the president is acting at the apex of his authority as commander-in-chief, has the authority to call out the National Guard. Governor Newsom's on poor legal footing here, as usual. And as usual, an activist judge tried to interfere but was ultimately overturned.
Mr. Attorney General, this is Ryan Wiggins. How has the cooperation been across the state from local leaders, local law enforcement, to this initiative, both from you and Governor Kehoe?
Well, I'm so proud to call Missouri home, where we back the blue and support and respect our brave men and women in uniform law enforcement. And the coordination, the cooperation from the state level down to the county and city level has been fantastic. There are intelligence units that are monitoring the situation, disseminating information to the relevant the law enforcement agencies. And certainly Governor Kehoe has provided leadership by activating the National Guard. That doesn't mean we're going to have National Guard soldiers with M4 carbines and Humvees patrolling the street. He would have to deploy them to do that. We're not at that point because we don't have the kind of violence in Missouri right now that you're seeing in L.A. But look, if this thing escalates, and hopefully we pray it won't, but if it does, the state is ready to respond, and it's because of that great collaboration and coordination across all lines of law enforcement.
One thing that I remember hearing, Andrew Bailey, I remember hearing maybe it was the president talk about it. If it weren't the president, it might have been Carolyn Leavitt on behalf of the White House. There is a great deal of interest with this administration in how these protests are being funded. And I think that we've watched over decades now of just manufactured outrage where you're taking understandable emotions people might have about a very specific policy that is being enforced one way or the other. You can understand why it would be an emotional situation for different people of different walks of life in this country. So people care and they have these thoughts and these feelings about it. But then there are these bad actors who come in and they fund the exploitation of this emotion, and they fund people to come into cities like our city to create a distraction, to create a lot of noise. If that funding isn't there, I don't know if these protests and these riots specifically exist the way they do. What kind of interest do you have, and what kind of interest do you hope that the administration has in finding out and exposing where is all this money coming from?
Well, I think you're spot on. And all too often what we see are quote-unquote not-for-profits, or at least they're masquerading. These groups are masquerading as not-for-profits with some altruistic purpose, who are really just collecting money to help, like you said, fund bad behavior. And that's a criminal enterprise, and we will prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. The other thing I would say is that as Attorney General, we have broad authority to regulate not-for-profits that can demand an accounting where they have to show us their books. Who's contributing? Under what pretense are they contributing? Are you defrauding donors to solicit funds to then foment violence? If so, we will use every tool in our kit to hold, first of all, expose them for what they are and hold them responsible. Now, that process takes time. In the short term, what I would tell you is in Section 574.010 is the statute that makes it illegal to block a thoroughfare. So what you like, all too often I see these leftist activists saying, well, hey, we're not being violent. We're just blocking the interstate.
Right.
You can't do that. That's illegal. You and I have a right to go to and from our home, to our place of business, so we can earn a living to support our families, or to go to church to worship on Sundays. Those individuals have a right to protest, but there's sidewalks, there's city parks, there's the steps of City Hall. What you can't do in the state of Missouri is block a thoroughfare or roadway. That is a criminal offense that needs to be prosecuted.
I played a clip yesterday or the day before from Governor Ron DeSantis was talking about Florida, and he was kind of talking about that. If you're just driving from A to B, and you know you don't have to be going to work, you could just be going to the other side of town to get a shake or something from the local ice cream shop. But if you're driving through town and a protest takes over a street and they're, you know, surrounding your car, if you feel threatened, Governor DeSantis said, like, you don't have to be a sitting duck in the middle of that protest that is turning threatening to you. He's like, you can exit that. And if you hit them, then they put themselves in a position for the harm to come to them that would naturally come to them. What do you want people to know here in St. Louis? There are people who want to participate in these protests and they want to do it peacefully. So it's not just a red blue thing up and down. But there are going to be agitators. There are going to be people who are going to try to inflame this. What do you want the people of St. Louis listening right now to understand about their rights in the midst of these protests?
Missourians have a legal right to defend themselves. If you reasonably believe that someone is going to commit some act that's going to cause you serious physical injury, you have the legal right to defend yourself. It's codified in Section 563.031. It's really the common law castle doctrine that the legislature codified into statute. I would commend that statute to everyone. If you have the right to defend yourself, to defend other people. If you reasonably believe that your life is threatened or that you're threatened with serious physical injury, defend yourself. You have a legal right to do that. The other thing I would say is that in the state of Missouri, the right to self-defense is a special negative defense. So let me put that in context. In a criminal trial, the defendant bears no burden of proof. The state has to prove you're guilty. So what would have to happen if you did commit an act of self-defense, the police would have to arrest you. The prosecutor would have to prosecute you. But then if you inject the issue of self-defense, the state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt you didn't act in self-defense. That's hard to do. How do you prove a negative beyond a reasonable doubt? And so that's just an extra layer of protection that the citizens of the state of Missouri have, again, as codified in Section 563.031.
One last question before we let you go. And I referenced this a little bit earlier on the show. Patrick Bet-David, who has a very popular podcast, said that he hopes that if these protests across the country do get out of hand, now you've got a blue city like St. Louis, but you've got a red statewide officials, including yourself, the Attorney General, looking out for the people who placed you in those positions in the state of Missouri. My home state of Illinois Illinois, you've got a city like Chicago with an absolutely doofus for a mayor and a governor who wants to be president more than anything and wants to prove Donald Trump wrong more than anything. Patrick Bet-David said that he believes that if Chicago gets out of hand, that Donald Trump shouldn't step in and save the day right away. He should make Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker beg for the National Guard to be sent in. And we've gone back and forth over whether or not, you know, those are the elected officials. The communities chose Brandon Johnson. They chose J.B. Pritzker. But of course, you know, Donald Trump is the president and has some authority there. What is your thought on the timing of the president to come in when they don't have the fortunate ability to have an Andrew Bailey as their attorney general or a Kehoe as their governor, Republican, who's going to enforce safety and security? What do you think about these blue cities and these blue states?
You know, at the end of the day, my heart goes out to individuals whose rights are violated because their government, who's supposed to protect their rights, either fails to do so or so hell-bent on some progressive ideology that they won't even protect the common good. And that's a cry and shame. I welcome anybody who's languishing in misery in Illinois to move to the state of Missouri, the land of freedom. It's just right across the river. Come on over. But here's the other thing I would say. Notice the difference in what we're talking about here. What was going on in Los Angeles was that you had protests against immigration enforcement. And again, that's a federal law that's intended to protect our national sovereignty. If those people don't like those federal laws, they should go petition Congress to change the laws. But instead, what they're doing is attacking ICE agents who are trying to deport criminal aliens. And so that absolutely deserves a rapid response from the president. I applaud his leadership, his strong leadership, in getting out ahead of that thing and saying, no, you're not going to be able to undermine our enforcement of the immigration code of the United States of America. That's an affront to our national sovereignty. He is truly making America great again, and you see it playing out with his deployment of the National Guard in California.
Yeah, certainly. Well, we appreciate your voice today and your encouragement for everyone to understand that the state is paying attention to what's going on and will work to ensure that peace is maintained. Can't say that for everywhere across the country, but certainly in Missouri, you can. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you as well. We appreciate you. When we come back, former United States Senator, Missouri Senator Jim Talent. Can't wait to talk to him about the developments that took place overnight. In Iran, Israel launched a very significant attack against Iran to take out their nuclear capabilities. Right now, Trey Yingst, who's the chief foreign correspondent for Fox News, is reporting of impact in Tel Aviv. The response from Iran, is it upon Israel right now? Jim Talent will give us the lowdown on the Annie Fry Show next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kendall calls the mama, I'm sure all the
moments ago, Israel launched Operation Rising Lion, a targeted military operation to roll back the Iranian threat to Israel's very survival. This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat. Today, the Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear holocaust perpetrated by the Iranian regime. Now, as Prime Minister, I've made it clear time and again, Israel will never allow those who call for our annihilation to develop the means to achieve that goal. Tonight, Israel backs those words with action. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear weaponization program. We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program. I want to assure the civilized world, we will not let the world's most dangerous regime get the world's most dangerous weapons.
Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking in light of the attacks that took place last night. And according to Fox News right now, there are sirens going off in Tel Aviv at this point. It seems as though Iran has potentially gotten their counteroffensive in motion to where it has reached Israel. And we will watch and see any developments as they continue to happen. Very, very grateful to have Senator Jim Talent on with us today to discuss what took place last night, what led up to it, and where we might go from here. Senator, so grateful for your time today. Thank you for being here with us.
Annie, it's always a pleasure, and this is a momentous day and an inflection point in the Middle East.
I don't want to box you in on asking you some sort of very specific question. I really want to get your thoughts. What would you like folks like me who are, I was on a golf course yesterday and I get an alert that says Israel strikes Iran. That stopped me in my tracks. What is it, Senator, that you want people like me to know about what took place yesterday?
I guess three things. One is the immediate objective of this is exactly what Netanyahu said. It's to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon and the means to deliver it, and which would be the single worst thing that could happen in the Middle East. And that's saying a lot. It would likely lead to a nuclear cascade, other countries developing their own. And the chance of a launch would go way up. We can go into why if you want, but it'd be like North Korea on steroids. And as President Trump said many times, that's simply a risk we cannot accept. The Pentagon talks about accepting risks. We can't accept that. So while war always carries with it its own risks, this is clearly something that needed to happen. That's the first point. The second point is Iran is uniquely vulnerable now because the deterrence they have had in the past to an Israeli attack was always centered in their proxies. In other words, the fear was that Hezbollah would let loose, for example, from Lebanon, thousands and thousands of rockets, as well as attacks from other parts of the Middle East. Well, Iran's proxies have largely been decapitated and defanged. I mean, Hezbollah's lost most of its command and control and most of its offensive power. Hamas is basically destroyed as an organized fighting force. Syria, Assad was overthrown. Syria is no longer an ally of Iran. And even the Houthis have lost 2/3 to 3/4 of their offensive capability. So Iran is extremely vulnerable. Their anti-air defenses were largely taken out before the attack. And then the third thing is that we now see the purpose behind the diplomacy of the last couple of months. There were three goals to it. I think one of them was to actually give Iran a chance to avoid this. I think the president was sincere in saying that. The second was to give him time to communicate with everybody in the region. You know, he did a trip over there, about 3 weeks ago. And I think he lined up the ducks in a row. And then the third reason was to lull the Iranians to sleep. I mean, they thought that there would just be endless rounds of negotiations as there was, most recently in the Biden administration. And so they were not ready. And the Iranian guard people, the commanders, thought they were safe. And so the element of surprise was with the Israelis.
You mentioned that trip that was, almost a week long, spent time with Saudi Arabia. Didn't they announce the relaxing or removal of the sanctions on Syria at that point? Uh-huh. You know, I was thinking to myself, the first question I have is, who is all involved in this immediately? The headline is Israel attacks Iran. And I'm thinking Israel implies the United States. What a connection and an allyship there is at that point. And then the question is, who in that region or around the world looks to Iran and wants to run to their aid? And that was kind of the initial reaction I heard from some talking heads about it. Did anybody run to Iran's aid across the world?
No, and because the only assets they really had were their proxies, who were very powerful. But ironically, the events set off by Hamas when they attacked Israel in October of 2023 has resulted in the enervation. I mean, really, not the total destruction, but the decapitation and degradation of the proxies that Iran was relying on for deterrence. And in addition, when Iran attacked Israel, you recall they sent a couple hundred missiles in the middle of last year, and the Israelis shot them down and launched their own pinpoint strikes to take out Iran's anti-air defenses. That rendered Iran vulnerable to air attack. And basically, the Israeli Air Force is operating with complete impunity over Iran now. They're exposed. So this has been, it's been a year and a half since October of 2023, and we've just had a major overturning of the old order in the Middle East. And now there's a potential going forward for a new equilibrium and a healthy one there. We don't know. It's early days yet.
Yeah.
But this is, war is never something you look for. I think Trump feels that more than anybody. He is very anti-war. But sometimes it's necessary. And if you handle it right, it can lead to some good things.
Senator Jim Talent speaking with us right now, also the chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. I'm going to read for you Secretary of State Marco Rubio's statement from last night and get your thoughts on it. He said, "Tonight, Israel took unilateral action against Iran. We are not involved in strikes against Iran, and our top priority is protecting American forces in the region. Israel advised us that they believe this action was necessary and for its self-defense. President Trump and the administration have taken all necessary steps to protect our forces and remain in close contact with our regional partners. Let me be clear, Iran should not target U.S. interests or personnel." A pretty concise statement from the Secretary of State. What do you make of the framing of those words?
Yeah, well, when I read it last night, what's missing from that is we support Israel, or Israel has every right to defend themselves and to do this. And I thought to myself, now I don't believe, even at the time I knew, Israel would not have done this against the active opposition of the United States. But I thought, well, maybe President Trump didn't like the timing of this, and so he's not letting Rubio say, they had a right to do it or we support them in doing it. But the president cleared all that up today in his own comments. He said this is excellent, something they needed to do. And now in that context, I think it's pretty clear that what the administration is doing is setting up a line of secondary deterrence, if you will. In other words, the United States did not participate directly in this attack. Now, we now know our intelligence, we've cooperated very much and also cooperating and defending Israel from drones. But by making clear that any attack on Americans would draw the United States into attacking Iran, we've set up a kind of secondary deterrence. In other words, look, they're saying this can get even worse if you attack Americans. So I really like that idea now, because the danger here is that Iran will unleash its terror cells. Since it can't attack directly or kinetically, I mean, it will also. We're going to see some missile attacks eventually. They get their act together. That's hard because their whole command structure of the Revolutionary Guard's been decapitated. But eventually they'll do that. But then the other fear is terror cells. And so now we're saying, look, if you activate those in the United States, and we have some here, why, then you'll draw the Americans in with the B-2s and the B-52s and the massive ordnance penetrating weapons that we have, and it'll be even worse. So now I think that was the reason that statement was framed the way it was.
You talk about terror cells that exist here in the United States. I mean, obviously, that is the greatest concern of the people who are listening right now, is how we could become a direct part of this. Those terror cells were a threat before last night, correct?
Yes. Yes, they, you know, look, unless you're read into this, you're on the Intel committee or you're with the FBI, you don't know the exact details of it. But I was always told, and people I respect have told me, yes, they have terror cells here. We've got a lot more now because undoubtedly they were able to get agents over the southern border during the years when we were not enforcing the border. So it is a danger, yes.
So if, you know, do you feel as though, with Israel's willingness to, in their own self-defense, launch that attack yesterday, the United States, it feels very good cop, bad cop to me. President Trump trying to play good cop, Israel saying we will defend ourselves. You know, they're going to come with a heavy hand. Donald Trump with a softer touch saying, let's get a diplomatic deal done here for your own preservation's sake. Donald Trump coming in and trying to do the art of the deal with Iran to keep them from attaining that nuclear capacity, but also without having to do it in a militaristic fashion. Are we in more danger now in the United States? Are we potentially closer to a resolution that might not have been able to be achieved before had Israel not engaged?
Well, the risk level for us and the Israelis in the short term has gone up, but that's worth accepting in order to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon. I mean, that's just, you have to prioritize what risks you want to prevent. And if, remember, they're a regime that has an eschatological vision. They're in an unstable region. They also have very aggressive designs on the region as a whole. All of that makes them much more dangerous than the other rogue state that has nuclear weapons, which is North Korea. And they're bad enough. But remember, they're surrounded by stable powers, China, Russia, South Korea, Japan, none of whom want them to use the weapons. I mean, the Chinese are a substantial constraint on the North Koreans in that respect. The last thing the Chinese want is instability in that peninsula. But we don't have those guards in the Middle East. If they got the weapon, there's a substantial chance that they would be engaged in very active nuclear blackmail within a short period of time. And the Israelis, although they never admit it publicly, they have nuclear weapons. The Saudis would want to get nuclear weapons. So you have a multipolar nuclear Middle East. And it's just, when you game theory that out or you think about it, it's just extremely dangerous.
Right.
So it's worth the short-term risk. This is why, I mean, if you take Trump at his word in the last couple of months, and I've disciplined myself to not underestimate the guy. This is what he was saying. I mean, okay, we don't want to do this. War always carries risks with it, but they simply can't be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. There's a lot of people I respect, including in Israel, who think and have thought all along that the time to get an agreement or get a deal with Iran was after you attack them.
And here we are.
Yeah, and here we are. So, but from their perspective now, they have to be very concerned about regime survival. So the question they're asking themselves, assuming that they can reassemble a leadership, in other words, they've lost a lot of their top people. The question they're asking themselves is which risk is greater to the regime, allowing themselves to continue being pummeled or coming to an agreement that looks like a surrender? So again, it's early days. We have to see what happens, Annie. But I texted my friends this morning. I said it's a somber day, but in my opinion, a good one. Mm-hmm. And this needed to be done.
Senator Tell, let me ask you a very simple, basic, risking even on stupid question. What would Iran want to do with a nuclear bomb?
First of all, it's a final guarantee against like an overthrow. Second, and this is a danger with them that, again, you don't have with the North Koreans. I'm not saying that Kim Jong-un is rational, but, you know, people who don't believe in the next world are very much attached to this one. Well, I mean, there are a lot of people at the top of Iran. I mean, just look, it's like a death cult. Look at the people in Hamas who've been continuing this war, even though they have to know the risk that they themselves will be killed is very high, because they think there's a reward for them in the afterlife. It's extremely dangerous for people like that to have weapons like nuclear weapons. There's also the danger of a crisis escalating. In other words, they attack or they have some terror attack and there's a response and then there's a counter response and you start climbing the ladder of escalation, you know, with a regime that is isolated enough that we don't really even deal directly with them. We deal, you know, through gutter and things like that. So it's just, I mean, everybody who studied this and who is sound who studied it says no. And every American leader said they can't get nuclear weapons. We just have differences of opinion over how to prevent it.
And Senator Talent, I wanted to make sure that I asked you and gave you the opportunity to make this distinction, the difference between the Iranian regime, the people in control of that country, and the Iranian people. It does seem as though there is an outspoken measure of Iranian people who are also very, very dissatisfied with this leadership.
Very much so. Very much so. It's a sophisticated people and country. And this gives them, and I really do believe this. I think it's one of the reasons the Israelis have been so precise in their strikes. I mean, I forget the exact number, but evidently only to this point, like 75 people have died. This has been a precision strike on the Natanz enrichment site, on the nuclear labs. They've really gone after the weaponization and ballistic missile facilities. And so it's not an attack on the people. And it's possible, really possible, that this would give greater impetus to elements in Iran that for a lot of reasons want to overthrow the regime. Now, there's also a danger that they'll rally around the flag. And that's why it was important to limit this to military targets. Mm-hmm. They've hit, you know, some apartment complexes, but they've been very precise. And that was to get the IRCG leaders. And, you know, the regime leaders within those apartment complexes. It was not to attack civilians as such. They had to do it to get the, you know, to get the leaders of the various armed forces.
Well, we will continue to follow this very closely. And your perspective is so incredibly valuable to us here on our show on the station. And so we thank you for this time. A very important day, evening last night. And as we watch and see what happens next, Senator Talent, we're very gracious for your ability to weigh in here with us. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Annie, as always.
Take care. Bye-bye. Senator Jim Talent is a former United States senator from Missouri, former congressman, chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, and just a lot of been-there-done-that expertise when it comes to understanding the intricacies of something that is as tense and important as what is taking place right now in the Middle East. We're going to take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll. Will the No Kings protest be effective for Democrats? Yes or no? Let's go to the comments here real quick and see if anybody here on YouTube says anything. Joe says no. The entire world is bored with these clowns. Everything they represent has been shown to be fallacious, clueless pawns. They're sad. Joe, tell us how you really feel. If you want to agree or disagree with Joe, hit us up on the Annie Fry YouTube comments. And in the live chat right there, you can vote in the poll as well. Let's get Ryan back in here. Don't go away.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Killer time check.
Thank you. I always do better when you're standing right next to me.
You get nervous?
A little bit. Because I know it's going to go like that.
You said toe. See, I wasn't doing anything to you. I was minding my own business.
You know what I should do? Is I should start pointing out every time you mispronounce anything.
I kind of feel like that's something you would do anyway.
I don't really do it that much, and you do it less than me anyway. Like you mispronounce things less than I do. But I should probably do that, like right in the middle of an important, like
remember,
the beginning of the toe today.
You guys were relentless. Relentless in my Ruler Foods mess up.
Yeah, but that was great. That you can't miss that.
We tried. During that mess up tonight,
I tried to not do anything.
Yeah. He crawled.
No.
I left the room.
You guys didn't respect me. You respected the client.
Yeah, that's very true.
Which is respecting you?
In a roundabout way.
That's a stretch.
Man.
I said, that's not a cuss word, is it? You can say that word, right?
Shart?
Okay.
It's half, but not the whole thing.
Ruler Foods wants to remind you that you can shop smart. And spend less. Don't you forget it.
Yeah,
but if you're in a hurry and you need to squish it all. No, it's not what I said. Clear as day. It's the clearest word I said in that entire 60 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Shart.
Yeah.
And you could, if I got to find that YouTube short. I'll have to tweet or something.
YouTube short.
YouTube short. Hey, that is as St. Louis, Missouri as it gets to say shart for short. Hey, your skirt's looking a little short there, Ryan.
My grandpa used to say that about the nanny.
Wait, what?
Fran Drescher.
That her skirt was short?
It's one of the only things I remember about my grandpa. Somebody needs to get that skirt a little longer.
It's too sharp.
That is a record scratch for the second. He finishes with, that's the only thing I remember about my grandpa?
It's so genuine, too.
It's not the only thing, but it's one of the main things.
You just said that's one of the only things that I remember from your words.
It's definitely one of the main memories I have of my grandpa.
What were we talking about? I bet you can't even remember.
Yeah, well, let's talk more about you messing up words.
Go on.
In ads. Is there another one?
Yeah, I feel like there's another one. There's one that we don't talk about.
Is there?
We'll only talk about it off the air. It was so bad.
You know what we should talk about?
My kids know about these things, and when they... I don't know. I don't know if we've ever talked about the other one. I will talk about it, but I will not repeat what I said. I will imply what I said.
Can you just remind us, like, in generals?
But I'm going to start laughing so hard and giggling that I'm not going to be able to talk for the next 4 minutes. It was the Midwest Wing Fest.
Okay, but I still don't remember.
We were invited to be in the VIP.
Oh, yeah! Yes, the VIP section. Yes.
Oh, it's
and
it, so bad.
You had a lot of that.
So,
I invite. If you have a lot of VIP on you.
No, it was like, I'm kind of implying something else here that I'm not even trying to. No. You shut up. Don't make this worse if it were even possible to make worse.
That is great.
Okay, like the essence. Of being around VIP.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if
she's gone.
If you were a VIP, you would have a lot of VIP. What's the end of the...
I know there's at least one person out there just trying to figure it out while everybody else is like, oh my
gosh. Yeah, and I don't know why we have to dance around this. It's not like it's...
Ness.
I was gonna say, what's the
don't say it.
What's short
don't
for
it.
Loch Monster?
I said in an ad.
Yep.
This is so professionally embarrassing. What
around?
Are we gonna do in the 2 o'clock hour?
We have an
I said I needed you to come hang out in the VIP tent with me.
Uh-huh.
So you could feel
hang out.
The essence of being a VIP, which is not how I said it.
Right. VIP, and then you add that word that I left out, Loch Monster. VIP. Not that word. Net. I almost said it. I don't know why I'm not saying it. I think I'm just trying to defer to you.
He's one of the untouchables.
It's the stupidest way you could possibly say what I wanted people to do.
Can I say it?
No.
Okay.
My kids are off school. And ashamed of me is their mother.
You know what we talked about once that we never did anything with either?
This is about you.
No.
What?
Pheromones patches.
Yes, this is about you.
This was on the show. Not about me.
This is such a deep cut. This is such a deep cut.
I'm looking at the clock going, what else are we going to do?
Is that your job to manage the clock right now?
A little bit.
Or is it mine?
I don't know.
How long is the cut that you want to play?
I have no idea. So it might not even be doable here.
You
were so good at this
less
job.
Than 2 minutes.
How did you manage a week and a half while I was gone?
We'd have to explain it. Well, there's no time. There's so much coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. We should tease that.
Go on.
There's big stuff coming up in the 2 o'clock hour.
Why don't you?
We're going to look back.
I don't know what it is. I have Ask Me Anything. Next question.
Oh, we're going to do that too? We're going to look back at some of the big milestone awards that Annie Fry has won. And
I heard a rumor that these are about awards you won.
Well, my rumors get started.
You are the one who said it.
It's always a little truth in a rumor, right?
Always a little bit, I guess.
You are the one who said that it was your award.
Here's what I think we should do. We should come back, play Pheromones Patches. Which has nothing to do with anything.
It doesn't mean... I don't even remember why... I don't even know the inside joke.
Yeah, you were here and you don't remember.
So how long ago was it?
We'd have to set that up. It was probably 2 months ago.
He's always all over it.
And the
VIP experience happened like on back-to-back days.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
It's a bad week for you.
Like, what was my problem?
I don't know.
Why are we talking about it again? I know that there's a YouTube... Short. There's a YouTube short that you can see. We'll have to find it. But you will see when I say the word shark, you will be able to look at my face and go, she knows. And then you'll be able to understand that the boys knew. And then I get through it like a pro. And then we lose control. It's pretty bad. Give us your Ask Us Anything next questions in the YouTube live chat. We'll be back in a minute.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.